Welcome to the Beat the Odds Horse Racing Show with your host, Tony Manzella. This is episode 39. We're going to be talking Kentucky Derby. This will be one of the few episodes that we've uploaded to YouTube. We'll be uploading all of our podcast episodes from here on out, the video form on our YouTube. Make sure you go check that out. And if you're on our YouTube watching this, thank you. Let's get right into it. The points leader going into the race is Forte. He's 6-for-7 lifetime. His only loss came in his second start of his career in the Sanford when he was beaten by Mo Strike. Obviously, he's better than that horse. It was his first start against winners, second start of his young career, and then he's been nothing short of a champion. He was a two-year-old champion of the year after he won 3 straight grade ones, the Hopeful, the Breeders' Futurity, and the Breeders' Cup. Since then, he's done nothing wrong. He's got in some trouble. He's overcome it, and he's won his 2 starts this year. He's the favorite going into the Kentucky Derby. Number 2 on the points standings is Practical Move with 160 points. This horse has done nothing wrong this year, and even in his last start as a 2-year-old, he's done nothing but improve. But the distance is my only worry with him. He's by Practical Joke. Can he go the 10 furlongs? He's 4-for-7. He loves to win. He loves to fight. But he was all out to hang on and just beat Mandarin Hero and Skinner last time out. I'm very leery of this horse going forward into the Kentucky Derby. Number 3 on the points leaderboard with 154 points is Angel of Empire. This horse is improving each and every start. His last 2 races have been great. He sat off the pace and showed that great closing kick. He loves to win. He's 4-for-6 lifetime. He loves to win. He's only getting better. And this starts the Brad Cox beast of horses going into the Kentucky Derby. I think Brad Cox is going to have this horse ready to fire on the first Saturday in May. And I think he's got a great shot to win the Kentucky Derby. Number 4 on the point standings is Tappet Trice with 150 points. He got a 50 points by winning the Tampa Bay Derby, where I thought he had no shot to win with that trip. And then he just got up to win the Bluegrass Stakes over Verifying, who was very game, but he went on by. And to win, this horse is improving. He's getting better every race. And I think he'll be ready to show what he's made of. And he can definitely get the distance. He's by Tappet. I think they paid $1.3 million for this horse. You don't pay that if you don't think this horse can win the Kentucky Derby. This horse is improving. And I think he's a top player come the first Saturday in May. Number 5 on the leaderboard is Two Fills with 123 points. This horse turned into a different horse over the Tapita at Turfway Park. But the question with him, can he throw that beastly effort that he needs to win? He's going to need to do that again in order to win the Kentucky Derby. But can he do that on the dirt? That's the question. I don't know. We're going to have to see how he trains. But he does have a win over the surface back as a 2-year-old in the street sense. And he won the race by 5. So maybe he didn't like the fairground surface as much as he does this Churchill surface. We'll see how he trains going forward into the race. Number 6 on the leaderboard is Lord Miles with 105 points. This horse shocked the Wood Memorial at 59-1. He'll be a shock again to win the Kentucky Derby. Number seven on the points leaderboard is number seven, Derma Sotagake. This horse will likely be the leader in the race. If not, he'll be 1, 2, or 3. Christophe Lemaire is coming all the way from Japan to ride him. He finished third, beating 2 lengths in the Saudi Derby. He was actually closing in that race, but in the UAE Derby, he went right to the lead, never looked back, and he won by 5. I think he's going to try and do the same thing in the Kentucky Derby. Number 8 is King's Barn with 100 points. This horse is lightly raced, 3 for 3, and hasn't really been challenged yet. He broke his maiden by a length and 3/4. Then he romped at Tampa by 7 in an allowance. Then they brought him here to my home state of Louisiana and brought him to the Louisiana Derby. And we were there that day, and he should have won by 3.5 as he had it his own way. They went 49-3, 114-3, 139, and then they finished at 157-1. He had his own way. Flavian Pratt gave him a great ride, but Flavian gets off of him. And Flavian goes to Angel of Empire. So what does that say? I think this horse has a great shot to win the Kentucky Derby, though, even though he's going to need a new rider, and the rider chose somebody else because he's fast. He's shown the lead. He can get to the lead, but he doesn't need a lead. He's won from off of it in his first 2 races, and for a young horse, that's very hard to do. So I think this horse can sit off the speed, sit maybe 5th, 4th, 6th at most. He won't be far off it, I can tell you that, unless he just breaks terribly. King's Barn chances to win the Kentucky Derby. Number 9, Raise Cane. This horse has 64 points. The question I have with this horse is he just a mutter? Is he a freak over the muddy surface where he won by 7 in the Gotham? Or did he just get the perfect setup and he needs that perfect setup again? They went 22-2, 45-2, and he just flew on home and he won by 7 at 23-1. I need to see how he training at Churchill Downs or training going into the race to make a final decision on him. At the very best, I could see him getting 3rd or 4th, passing some tired horses. Number 10, Rocket Can. Rocket Can has 60 points. He won the Holy Bull, and we cashed on him that day. And we haven't got off of him since, and it cost us the victory in the Arkansas Derby. But I like this horse. He's going to sit a good stalking trip. But will he improve enough to win the Kentucky Derby? Because he will need to improve quite a bit in order to contend come the first Saturday in May. Number 11, Hit Show. I feel like this horse needed last time out, needed the Wood Memorial, and he just barely lost by a nose. He got the bad bob. But this horse is very talented. Again, this is for the Brad Cox Barn, who's loaded coming into this race. Hit Show is 3 for 5 light time. He's a nose away from being 4 for 5. His only bad race was the second start of his life. It was at Churchill Downs, but I'm willing to forgive him. He was a 2-year-old, but I think this horse is very talented, and I think we will see the real Hit Show and see how good he is on the first Saturday in May. Number 12, Confidence Game. This horse has come out of the comp, which is shown to be a very key race, which the second and third place horses have come out to win Derby preps, winning your end Derby preps, as Confidence Game ran 3rd in the LeComp and came back and won the Rebel. And 2 Fills, who ran 2nd in the LeComp, drew off and won the Jeff Ruby Stakes very impressively. He has not run since the Rebel, and that is my key worry with this horse, as it's going to be from February 25th to the first Saturday in May. That's a long time. I was hoping he'd get one race. They were maybe talking about running this weekend, but they opted to bypass it and just train up to the race. So my key worry with Confidence Game is the layoff. But one thing is, he was bred and born to run the mile and a quarter. There is no doubt about that. So if he's fit and ready enough, he'll be right there at the end. Number 13 on the point standing list is Verifying. Verifying has big shoes to fill. He's by Justify. They paid $775,000 for him. He's 2-for-6 lifetime. He doesn't win much, but he's very consistent. He ran very well in the Bluegrass just to be run down and only lose to Tapitrice by a neck. I think they'll try and show that same tactic in the Kentucky Derby based on where their draw is. But I think he's fast. They'll try and sit second or third and try and get a good trip. And at the top of the lane, they're going to get the lead and try and kick on for home. Number 14, Sun Thunder. Sun Thunder has 54 points as well. Sun Thunder was in the Risen Star. He only lost to Angel of Empire by a length. He had the lead but could not hold off Angel of Empire. And then after the Risen Star, they brought him in the Louisiana Derby. He was bet that day. He was only 7-1. And he was a no-show. He finished 5th, beaten 8 lengths. So they wanted to make the Kentucky Derby. So they brought him back in the Bluegrass, and he got some points for finishing 4th. But once again, he was beaten 6 lengths. He's by Into Mischief out of a Modagliore d'Oro mare. I think he's a pass come Kentucky Derby Day. Number 15, Wild on Ice. The shock winner of the Sunland Derby. He took full advantage of the pace meltdown that they had. They had a pace duel between the two favorites, and he was able to take advantage and book his ticket to the Kentucky Derby. That's about all the good news I have on him. I'd be very surprised if he does anything shocking in the Kentucky Derby. Number 16, Mage. Very lightly raised, very talented. He broke his maiden first time out by 3 lengths. Then he finished okay 4th in the Fountain of Youth behind Forte, Rocket Can, and Cyclone Mischief. But then coming back, it's very hard to win a grade 2 in your second start of your life. Then they gave him more training for another month, and he came back and ran, excuse me, a very good 2nd in the Florida Derby. At the very best, I could see him running 3rd or 4th, but he's going to need to improve. This is going to be a big field for only your 4th start, and a lot's going to need to go his way. Number 17, Blazing Sevens. Blazing Sevens has 46 points, trained by Chad Brown. This good magic horse is a grade 1 winner at 2 by virtue of his win in the Champagne. They thought very highly of him as he broke his maiden by 6. So there's nowhere else to go. So they went straight to the hopeful. 3rd by 12, beaten by Forte. Then he won the Champagne where Forte wasn't. He went to Keeneland, so they took advantage of that. Since then, he's been nowhere. 4th beaten 5th, 8th beaten 26, and 3rd beaten 6. I don't see this horse doing any damage unless Chad Brown found his old Blazing Sevens and got back to his grade one win. But he wasn't able to beat Forte in his two-year-old year. He wasn't able to beat him in the juvenile, and he wasn't able to beat him or come close to him in the Fountain of Youth. And he's going to be the favorite, so I don't see this horse being anywhere near close to the finish line where the leaders are. Number 18, Reincarnate, 45 points, trained by Tim Yachty. Excuse me. This horse has got two even finishes, third and third, since arriving the Tim Yachty barn from Bob Baffert. But I think this horse will sit a nice trip, or if there's a lot of pace, which I don't really see, but crazier things have happened, this horse can come from off the pace. So I think that jockey's going to play it off the break, and I think this horse can hit the board at a very nice price. I think he's one to look out for, and do not leave him off your ticket. Number 19, Jace's Road. This horse won first time out, and then they placed him in all the two-year-old preps, the Iroquois, the Street Sense. He didn't run bad in the Iroquois. He was third, beaten only a half length. He was nowhere to be found in the Street Sense behind two fills. Then they shipped him to the fairgrounds, and he drew off. Excuse me. He drew off to win by 5.5. He went wire to wire in a very good performance. He earned a 90 buyer. He beat Ray's Kane that day. But then they shipped him to Oaklawn, and he was nowhere to be found in the Southwest. Shipped him back to the fairgrounds on a surface that they thought he really loved. And he finished. He showed some good speed. He sat behind King's Barn, and he just gave up one spot to Disarm. I don't know what to make of this horse. He'll be a good pace presence, as that's where he does his best running. But I don't see him being anywhere close to the winner come the first Saturday in May when they get to the finish line. Number 20. The winner of the Japanese Road to the Kentucky Derby is Continuar, by virtue of his win in the Catalea Stakes by a half length. Then he was nowhere to be found in the Saudi Derby, finished fifth, and then third in the UAE Derby behind Derma Sotagake. I don't see this horse being any much of a Vector. I think he's just going to run out there and just not do much. Number 21, Skinner. I think this horse is one to not leave off your ticket, as if you look at his pedigree, he's by Curlin out of Malibu Moon. They paid $500,000 for this horse. And if you are backing Practical Move, you have to use Skinner. Because Skinner almost beat Practical Move. He lost by half length. And Skinner is going to be much higher of a price. And I would not leave him off your ticket, especially if you're using Practical Move. Number 22 is Cyclone Mischief. I'm going through horses that are right on the bubble, just in case we have a defection. Just going through it. I hope we don't. But I hate to see anybody get hurt or sick. But number 22 on the list is Cyclone Mischief with 45 points. This horse showed speed in the Fountain of Youth, and he was beaten by Forte by finished third, beaten 5 3/4 lengths. He likes to pick up checks, but not win. He's got 2 wins from 7 starts. He was heavily bet in the Holy Bull and did not show up. So in the next two, I know Forte was in the race. He was 15 to 1, and then 13 to 1. So I expect him to be a big price if he were to get into the Kentucky Derby. Number 23, Major Dude. Another Todd Pletcher horse by Bolt Doro. They paid $550,000 for this horse. He's been a turf horse for most of his life. He's a graded stakes winner, a grade 2 winner on the turf. He ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Then he won a grade 3 on the turf as a 3-year-old. Then they switched him to the all-weather as the perfect prep for him in order to make the Kentucky Derby. And he ran second behind a beastly performance of Two Fills. If he were to make the Kentucky Derby, I don't think he'll be that much of a factor. I think he's a much better turf horse. Mandarin Hero is number 24 with 40 points. This horse flew from Japan all the way here to make history and be the first horse, Japanese horse, to run in the Santa Anita Derby. And he almost pulled it off. He lost by a nose. Kazushi Kimura gave him a phenomenal ride, and I thought he got up at one point. I think this horse could hit the board at a big price in the Kentucky Derby if he were to make it. Number 25, King Russell, a longtime maiden. He broke his maiden 2 back in the slop at Oaklawn Park, and then he came second from way off the pace in the Arkansas Derby to finish second at 58, almost 59-1. I think it's going to take a massive navigation to get around all the people in front of him and a pace meltdown in order for this horse to hit the board, even if he makes the Kentucky Derby. And I'm finishing off my analysis with this arm, because if he were to win this weekend in the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland, he's in the main body of the field, and he's in the starting gate come the first Saturday in May, no matter what. So this arm, he broke his maiden second time out at Saratoga by 6, and then it was straight to the sidelines. He resurfaced at Oaklawn Park, and he finished a nice seconds between Two Eagles River, who many people like this horse, like Two Eagles River, going into the Arkansas Derby. So, no shame in running second. First off the long layoff, they shipped him to the fairgrounds for the Louisiana Derby, and these connections were trying to go back-to-back and win that race for the second year in a row, and he was the only horse that really closed. He came from 6. Granted, he was only 3 lengths off of it, but he was the only horse that showed any type of closing kick. He's only 1 for 4 in his lifetime, but he's very consistent. He collects a check every time. I think he'll sit a beautiful trip, and I hope he wins this weekend, so we'll see him in the Kentucky Derby. Thank y'all for listening. If y'all are watching this on YouTube and y'all don't see many more of these videos on there, that's my fault, I know, but don't worry. Just go to Apple Podcasts and type in the Beat the Odds Horse Racing Show, and we'll have 38 other ones for you to check out. And I promise you, from here on out, we're posting the video version on our YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, like the video, turn on the notification bell so you know anytime we post multiple times a day, we post challenges, we post replays of horses, we post previews of races, we post our picks, and for every day of the Keeneland meet, we're doing a daily pick 4. So make sure y'all go subscribe and make sure y'all go follow and stay tuned for more.